For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. We ask for you to show us revelation from the Word of God today, Lord. We give praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord. We thank you for the power and the presence of the Lord here with us today, Lord. And I thank you for utterance. I thank you for understanding the Scriptures. And we thank you that the Scriptures help us, Lord, and we get knowledge, we get understanding, and we get guidance from the Word of God. And I ask that everybody here, Lord, is blessed today with the message that comes forth. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost speaking to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. We're looking at God's power is at work in us. Praise God. So let's look at John 14, verse 17. John 14, 17, and we'll think about this truth today, that God's power is at work in us. Just think about that, because that is a wonderful reality. God's power is at work in us. In us. Praise God. Have a look at John 14 and verse 17. And the scripture says, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. He said, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." Praise God. The Spirit of Truth is a capital S, so that's talking about the Holy Ghost. Then he teaches us some important things here, that the world cannot receive the Holy Ghost because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. So the world does not know the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, "But ye know him." So he's talking about Christians. He's talking about believers here. "But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Well, praise God, we've got the Holy Ghost dwelling with us now, and the wonderful truth is, "and shall be in you." Do you know that as a born-again believer, you have the Spirit of God dwelling within you? Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God dwells within you. Just think about that. Think about the power of God at work in you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. The Spirit dwells in our hearts by faith. Praise God. He dwells in our hearts. And this, we're talking about the Almighty God. Almighty God dwells within you. His power is at work in you. Praise God. Let's look at Romans chapter 8 and verses 9 to 11. So we believers have something that the world doesn't have. The world doesn't know the Spirit of God, but we do. Praise the Lord. We do. We who are born again, we who are born and have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Saviour, we know the Spirit of God and we have the power of God at work in us, within us. Praise the Lord. Romans 8, let's read verses 9 to verse 11. "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, The body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Praise God. Glory to God. We've got the Spirit of God dwelling in us. And he is at work in us. The Spirit of God dwells in us, in our hearts. And he is at work in us. The scripture says in verse 11 that he shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. He is quickening our mortal bodies. Do you know that the Spirit of God is at work in your body right now? Praise the Lord. Quickening means making alive. You see, and that's what the scripture tells us. But the Spirit, capital S, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. So we have the Spirit of God dwelling within us. We have the life and nature of God within us. He has recreated our spirit man, and our spirit man has the life of God in it now, alive. We were dead in trespasses and sins, but now we are alive in God. We are alive in God, and we have the Spirit of God dwelling within us, and he is quickening your mortal bodies. The scripture says, by his Spirit that dwelleth in you, as a born-again Christian, that dwelleth in you. He is quickening your mortal bodies. He is with you. He is in you. He is quickening your mortal bodies. So you can say, thank you, Lord. The Holy Ghost is quickening my mortal body. The healing power of God is at work in my body. And that is the truth. Because the scripture says, the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. That's making alive. That means his power is at work in you. Praise God. That's a wonderful revelation. He is quickening our mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. And remember that the scripture says that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death. There's a higher law at work in your bodies right now. A higher law at work in you, within you. The higher law is at work in you. Remember that. Remember that. And he is quickening your mortal body. So you can say, thank you, Lord, the healing power of God is at work in my body. And not just healing power either. God's power is at work in my body. God's power is at work in me. Is at work in me, spirit, soul, and body. It's working in me. God's power is working in me. Because I have the Spirit of Christ. I am in the body of Christ. The Spirit of God dwells in me. I am not of the world anymore. I am in the Spirit, capital S. I am in the kingdom of God. I belong in the kingdom of God, and God's power is at work in me. At work in my spirit, in my soul, in my body. God's power is at work in me. Praise God. Have a look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. And here the scripture says in Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. God is at work in you. Praise God. The scripture tells us that clearly. For it is God which worketh in you. God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Praise God. So his good will is at work in you, and he will do it. Praise God. You put yourself in agreement with him, and it will come to pass in your life. But remember that the scripture, this is what the truth is. So take what the word of God says, because this is where you base your faith on. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So you start with that truth and you put your faith on it. Put your faith on it. God is at work in you now. God is at work. It says it. For it is God which worketh in you. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We can know the will of God and we can do it. Praise God. We can both know it and do it. Praise the Lord. And he is at work in you. And he helps you to do his will. He helps you to do it. So God is at work in you. Remember that. Think on that. And be thankful for that. That God is at work in you right now. God is at work in you. Praise the Lord. God is at work in you. In accordance with that, he produces, he brings forth that good fruit according to his will. Praise God. Praise God. So he produces the good fruit, and by your obedience, you show it forth. You show it forth. Praise the Lord. You show it forth. The fruit of the Spirit shows forth in your life. He is at work in you right now. That is good. Good news for us. The Almighty God is at work in us. Have a look at Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Let's read that. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. There is power at work in you. Amen. There's power at work in you. And he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. The power is at work in you. Praise God. The power is at work in you. And he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So anything you may ask, anything you may think, the Lord is able to do exceeding, not just a little bit, but exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. How? According to the power that worketh in us. So God's able to do exceeding abundantly. If you can think or ask something, God's able to do exceeding abundantly above that. How? According to the power that worketh in us. So what sort of power have you got working in you right now? Praise the Lord. It's at work. The scripture tells us that. It's at work in us. You have a think about that. Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, the creator of everything. Now, his power is at work in you. His power is at work in you. And he's given you something that that gets the job done, praise the Lord. And do you know what that is? Your faith. Do you know? Your faith. You have overcome the world, and this is a victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Praise the Lord. According to the power that worketh in us. God's power is at work in you. God's power is at work in you right now. Glory to God. Glory to God. And the Spirit of God is at work in you right now. He's quickening your mortal bodies, and he's leading you and guiding you, communing with you. So the power that worketh in us, and God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to that power. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Lord God. Praise the Lord. Let's go and have a look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. The scripture says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." So he's talking to believers here, and what does he say? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So you are strong in him. You are mighty in him. Remember that. Be strong. He's told us to do that. So we're able to do that. Be strong in the Lord who dwelleth within you. Remember that.
Thank you.
Who dwelleth within you. His power is at work in you. Let's realize that, and let's have the revelation of that, that his power is at work in us. His power is at work in us right now. Praise God. So be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So the power of his might is at work in you now. The power of his might is at work in you. And you can be strong in that. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the power of his might. No wonder the scripture says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not on our own strength. We're talking about God's strength here. The Lord's strength is at work in you. So be strong in the Lord. And you're part of his body. Remember that. As a Christian, you're in his kingdom. You are a part of his body. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. In the power of his might. His might is at work in you. So you can say, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. God is at work in me. His power is at work in me. I can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, which is at work in me. In me. Remember that. Remember who you've got within you, who dwells in your hearts by faith. The Lord. The Lord dwells in your hearts by faith. Christ. He dwells in your hearts by faith. The Lord God. Remember that. You have the Lord God within you. The Lord God within you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we can say, "I will be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to say. And it's based on the scripture. So it's the truth. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am strong. Do you like the sound of that? I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Let's try that. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Let's do that again. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Let's do that again. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Remember that and say that. Believe that. It's the truth. It's God's word tells us that. I am strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Glory to God. Glory to God. So remember that. Be thankful for that. It is the truth. Let's go to Psalm 138, verse 8. Psalm 138 and verse 8 says, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Do you know that perfecting is a process? And do you know that it actually has an end result? Yes. That we become like the Lord Jesus Christ and conform to His image? And do you know that that work is God's work within us? The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. So he's talking about things that concern you. And do you know that starts from the inside? It starts from your inner man. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. That is a process. That's something God is doing in you. Did you know that the Lord is perfecting you? Even right now, He is perfecting you. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And it shows in what you say and do. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. And His work begins within our hearts. That's where it originates. Within our hearts. He's at work in our hearts. The Bible has taught us that He's at work within us. The power that worketh in us. So He is at work in us, and that's good news. That's good news that He is perfecting that which concerneth you. Remember that. He's at work in you. And I'll say that scripture again. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. Remember that? The law of the Spirit, capital S, of life in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and death. So the law of sin and death tends toward death and decay and corruption, but there's a higher law at work in you. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Saviour, the life and nature of God was imparted into you, and that higher law now is at work in you. The law of the Spirit, capital S, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That is a spiritual law there. Life in Christ Jesus is at work in you. Is at work in you. It's at work in you. Glory to God. And He is perfecting that which concerneth you. And it shows in your body, in your thinking. It shows in your actions. It shows in the fruit of the Spirit produced that comes forth out of your heart. So He is perfecting that which concerneth you. So in your qualities and your attributes, The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me, and in the gifts that he has given you, in the skills that he's given you, in your mortal body, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. So take that by faith, that the Lord is perfecting that which concerneth you. He is perfecting that which concerneth you. And it goes back to the higher law that is at work in you. There's a higher law at work in you. Glory to God. Remember that. There's a higher law, God's law, a spiritual law at work in you, because you have the Lord within you. You have the Lord within you. The scripture teaches us that. So the Lord is doing a perfecting work in us. Glory to God. And more we are becoming conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look in Luke 24, verse 49. And Luke 24:49 says, "And behold, I send," this is what Jesus said, "and behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Glory to God. The Holy Ghost is here with us on earth now, and that's why God's will for each believer, each born-again Christian, is to receive the Spirit baptism, the baptism in the Holy Ghost, so that you receive the Spirit without measure, and you have the power to be witnesses for him. Glory to God. So the Holy Ghost is here on earth now, and he's at work in the body. And every believer has the Spirit of God dwelling within them. But the baptism in the Holy Ghost is a gift from God that the Lord wants every believer to have, the evidence of speaking with tongues. And when a person receives the gift of the baptism in the Holy Ghost, they can be used to manifest the gifts of the Spirit. The spiritual gifts. The spiritual gifts. Praise the Lord. And God wants that. He wants that. He wants his power to be manifested in greater measure throughout the body. Throughout the body. Praise the Lord. So, if you've received the Spirit baptism, go forth in that. And if you haven't received it, receive it. Praise God. Receive the Spirit baptism, and with the evidence of speaking in tongues, and go forth with the power of God to be witnesses for Christ. Praise the Lord. So Jesus said, "Until ye be endued with power from on high," because the Lord wants to manifest himself in greater measure in the body, and he wants us to desire that. He wants us to desire that. Praise the Lord. He wants us to work with the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. So the promise of God's power, the Spirit of God is here with us, and this scripture has come to pass even in the time that we're living in now, because the Holy Ghost is here and the Spirit baptism is available. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's have a look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And And the scripture says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Glory to God. "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So what has he given you? He has given you a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. You have a powerful spirit. A powerful spirit, praise God. Remember that you have the Lord in you. You have the spirit of power. Power and of love and of a sound mind. Glory to God. These are the qualities of your inner man. Power, love and a sound mind. Not the spirit of fear, which is not of God, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The spirit of power, a powerful spirit, praise God, and of love and of a sound mind. Glory to God, all those things, power, love, and a sound mind. Glory to God. Power, love, and a sound mind. God's power is at work in you. And the spirit that he's given you, the new spirit, the born-again spirit, is not a weak and fearful spirit, but a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So he's given you power, love, and a sound mind. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 6 and 11. Now this is talking about the gifts of the Spirit, which I was talking about before. And do you know, the Lord wants the gifts of the Spirit to be manifested in even in greater measure through the body. And that's why he wants believers to receive the gift of the baptism in the Holy Ghost. The infilling of the Spirit with the manifestation of speaking in tongues. And it's really God uses the church, the body, to bless each other, and the gifts of the Spirit is an important way that the church is used of God to glorify God and help and bless each other. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 12 verses 6 and 11, and this is what the scripture says, "And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all." So God is at work in the body. Praise the Lord. God is at work in the body of Christ. Have a look at verse 11. "But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." So when a person's baptized in the Holy Ghost, they can be used in the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. And we've actually looked at these in a sermon. The gifts of the Spirit, and you can read it for yourself here. He wants these to be manifested in greater measure in the body. He wants to show himself glorious and strong in our midst, even with the manifestation of these gifts, because he is a powerful God. His power is at work in us individually, and he wants us to manifest these gifts and power to bless the body. So if you haven't received the baptism in the Holy Ghost, or if you received it a while ago and you haven't spoken in tongues for a while, start talking in tongues again. Praise the Lord. It edifies yourself. It edifies you. And you can be used to manifest the gifts when you put yourself in agreement with the Lord to do that. He wants that for us. Praise God. His power is at work in us, and he wants to manifest his power even in a greater way. In us. In his body. Praise the Lord. So let me encourage each person to, if you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost a while ago and you haven't spoken in tongues, start talking in tongues. Ask the Lord to refresh you. And do that, because it builds up yourself on your most holy faith. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That's what God wants. The Holy Ghost works through Spirit-filled believers to manifest the gifts of the Spirit, and it blesses believers individually and together as Christ's body. Praise the Lord. So let's have a look to finish at Luke 17:21. Luke 17:21, the scripture says, this is what Jesus said. This is a very important truth for us to understand. The scripture says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We have the greater one in us. And the Lord Jesus Christ, he sits on the throne in our hearts by faith. And his power manifests from within. Praise God. So Christ is on the throne in our hearts for every born-again believer. The kingdom of God is within you. So it is not, as the Lord had said, it's not meat or drink. It's not something you can see with observation. Jesus said, behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The kingdom of God is within you. Christ dwells in your hearts by faith. The kingdom of God is within you. I'll just say that again. The kingdom of God is within you.
Thank you, Lord.
The kingdom of God is within you. Christ dwells in your heart by faith. And you have the Spirit dwelling within you. He's working in you. So the kingdom of God is within you. Praise God. The kingdom of God is within you, and his power is at work in you. His power is at work in you. Glory to God. Glory to God. His power is at work in you. Glory to God. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Praise the Lord. Let's close in prayer and wait upon the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for the power of God at work in us. We thank you, Lord, for the wonderful miracle-working power of God at work in us. Even now, glory to God. We thank you that the kingdom of God is within us. And we want the Spirit to manifest himself in our midst. Lord, we desire you to speak to us, to manifest yourself to us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that the Spirit of God, He leads us. He talks to us, Lord. And the Scripture says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We thank you for the leading individually by the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord, for encouragement to one another. Lord, that we can speak to each other by the Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of God's word, which teaches us the truth. The truth. And we can build our faith on God's word because it is the truth. We thank you, Lord, that in you we can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We give you thanks and praise, Lord, and we wait upon the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord.